Over the last few months in the first reading, we've been hearing the beginnings of salvation history, from the calling of Abraham and Moses and their journey from Egypt through the Red Sea and through the desert wanderings. And today we have that final triumph where they crossed the Jordan in much the same way that they had crossed the Red Sea, that the water was parted, the water was stopped, and they were able to enter into their promised land. That journey from slavery into freedom. And we know that those crossings through the waters of the Red Sea and the Jordan is a foreshadowing of the sacrament of baptism. Through the waters of baptism, we go from slavery into freedom. And it's in that freedom that we receive the mercy of God. The mercy of God that was on full display in the parable, the story that Jesus told. It begins with a question of St. Peter. Yesterday, he tells us we can't gossip, and that if we have a problem, we have to go one-on-one. And so, maybe just continuing that, like, how often do I need to do that? Like, how often do I need to enter into this dialogue of mercy? I mean, 7 times, right? I mean, that'll be great. We assume Peter was being as expansive as he could imagine, because the number 7 means complete, full, satisfied. Jesus said, 7? No, 77. More than you can even imagine. Because that's what God does to us through those waters of baptism. That's what God does for us every time we hear those words of absolution. A debt that we could never pay back. That first servant who was relieved of his debt by the merciful master, by the king. I mean, we could say he owed him 400 quadrillion, trillion, billion dollars. I mean, it doesn't really matter what it was. The amount that he says is unbelievable. Impossible to pay back. Impossible. And simply because he bowed down in homage and said, "Please forgive me," the king wrote it off instantaneously. Do we really understand what Jesus Christ has done for us? Do we understand the weight of even one sin? What is due to us through justice if we've committed one sin? Do we really understand the gift of mercy and forgiveness, the gift of salvation? And if we do, how could we ever withhold forgiveness from another? Because the debt, the second debt, was just a mere pittance compared to the grandness. But yet he was holding on to that, exacting anger and revenge and control over this other person. Peter was thinking 7 times was this great amount. How many of us can even do it once? How often do we hold on and refuse forgiveness? That's why it's so important for us to study the passion of Jesus, to prayerfully read through those accounts of the gospel. Why it's necessary for us to pray the Stations of the Cross, even when it's not Lent, to gaze upon the crucifix, to ask Our Lady of Sorrows to walk with us in those meditations, to fully understand the forgiveness that we have received. Jesus calls them wicked, those who refuse to forgive. He calls them all servants. I mean, the basis of this parable is servitude. And we're called to be servants of our brothers and our sisters. And as we've been praying with that opening prayer, that we dare to call him Father, and that he has made us brothers and sisters, that we are all one family. And it was the family of God that was saved through the waters of the Jordan, that they were saved as a body, as a community. It's no different for each of us. When we withhold forgiveness, we are separating ourselves from the family of God. And there's no way that we can be saved outside the family of God, the Church of Jesus Christ. So as we continue in this Holy Mass, and every time we gather around the altar of sacrifice, where this passing through the Jordan, we can say, is made present to us, the reason that we are free, the reason we are saved, is because what takes place on this altar. We ask for a renewal, a deeper understanding of the mercy of God. And then we beg for the grace to share that mercy with each other. There's a contingency. When Jesus teaches us the Our Father, forgive us as we forgive others, St. Matthew goes on to say, unless we forgive, then we cannot be forgiven. And it's not so much that God is vengeful or wrathful or withholding his mercy. It's that when we cling to our unforgiveness, then we are unable to receive the free gift. And so we need that grace to let go. That grace of healing, that grace of mercy. So that once again today, we can receive that free gift of mercy, that gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life.